Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:40. Oh my God, what's happening? Is your computer going wild?
Doing that. Why are you doing that? Oh my God, you gotta be kidding. Okay, well, our first story just had to be deleted, everyone.
I couldn't hear what she was saying.
Because a pop-up ad started. Jesus Christ.
Oh boy, that is no good. Well, let's find out what else
Vinny's got. I couldn't
even find
it to turn it off. It was like, where in the page is this thing running? Sorry, everyone.
It's all right. Let's do it. Hit it.
These things happen.
They do.
The Radio Alice Report.
They don't happen to Sarah.
Like
anyway.
Her microphone.
Oh. By the way, don't you think you're a little overdressed for the beach?
It's chilly. It's the California coastline, so it's a little bit chilly. You know,
California coastline's spectacular this
time
of
year.
Yeah,
it's chilly, but this time of day, it's, you know, it's like 62. I just have a sweatshirt on.
All right. Why are you making that?
I'm biting off a little piece of the surf. Whoop-ha!
Oh, whoop-ha! It's going right in your... Oh, you're getting a drink. I got you.
Yeah, I'm drinking some salt water.
Thirsty? All right. Let me see if I have it. God, this thing just went completely sideways on me. All right, let me see if I got anything I got to say. This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app you get with your phone so that you can listen to radio. Check it out, Radio.com. Here's what's happening. So I have a bunch of stuff to tell you. Let's just try and run through some of it. The latest developments here from protests include the mayor of Atlanta has announced police reforms after officers shot and killed Rashard Brooks at a Wendy's over the weekend. We don't need to get into the details, but we'll see how that works for them. I hope that it does. President Trump will also sign an executive order today on police reform focused on how to credential and certify police, creating a database of officers accused of misconduct, and having social workers accompany police on some calls. So there's that. Audio was just released by the city of Minneapolis where a 911 dispatcher who was watching on one of the cameras, I guess out there on the street, they were watching the George Floyd arrest and murder and told her supervisor that it looked, quote, a little different. And she also said, you can call me a snitch if you want, but I'm trying to tell you something's happening over here. So
while he was still alive, she was saying this?
Before he was dead, yes.
Oh,
I don't know
God.
What state he was in when she realized he's still on that guy's neck. I don't know how many minutes in. It didn't look correct, but...
People, we got to see, you know, saying that looks a little different and just saying that guy's going to die are totally different. Like, you know...
Well, I don't know what to say about that. It does sound like if she's qualifying what she's saying to this supervisor... That you can call me a snitch if you want. It does seem like there's maybe a culture that needs to be straightened out there as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Oh, that's awful. Oh, God.
Also, it looks like no-knock warrants could become a thing of the past in the wake of the police killing of Breonna Taylor in Kentucky in March when they busted into her house unannounced and she ended up getting killed. Many cities and states have now banned the warrants, and the Senate will take up the issue soon and may ban no-knock warrants nationwide. This is a holiday now that you'll see on the calendar. I don't know how long it's been there. I frankly never took a minute to look it up and see what it was. So I have Juneteenth. Now Juneteenth. You familiar with it prior to this year?
Yes, prior to this year, but not my whole life. Okay. In the last few years, it's come up. It's the anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation, right? Or maybe it was the year, an anniversary of the year that the slaves were actually freed, correct? Or the date.
Here's the definition, which I'll read to you. A festival held annually on the 19th of June by African Americans, especially in the southern states, to commemorate emancipation from slavery in Texas on that day in 1865. If you look into it a little further, you'll see that although the slaves were freed, they were not freed until later than
until the war was over, right?
Until the Civil War had ended. And apparently Texas specifically was sort of a remote state
from the
rest of the South. And so they continued it longer than. So that's Juneteenth, everyone. And it's coming up this Friday?
It is this Friday.
Yeah, it is this Friday.
Twitter and Square are going to start observing it as a company holiday.
Nike has just announced it's making June 19th, which is Juneteenth, the day that enslaved Americans became free, a paid holiday.
Yeah, that's
go Nike.
That's good. It's great. A lot of companies are heading that way. Mm-hmm. And you're right. I mean, it's certainly maybe in the last few years is the first time I'd ever heard of it as being a celebration. But it's a big day.
Couple quick things, too. The guy who worked at a nightclub with George Floyd and that police, they were both security. And this is the guy that said they used to bump heads and there was beef between them. Now the story's changed. He said he mistook Floyd for another guy who worked there.
Oh.
Whoops. Doesn't change the fact. It just is another one of those supporting stories that has not.
Right.
Turned out to be true. Band-Aid, by the way, is launching a new line of bandages in, quote, diverse skin colors.
About effing time.
So you won't just get the tan color. That, by the way, I had no idea. I don't know if you went through this. I know that I have two daughters, and they both have gone through complete fascination with Band-Aids. Like, just put them
sticky.
On all over them.
Yeah, they're sticky. Do you have the fancy ones, like, you know, strawberry shortcake and
we've had all the different ones.
Whatever's popular these days.
we're running low because they truly do go through them. If they find them, they start putting them on. Oh, look, I'm hurt. And then,
kisses.
Let me give that a kiss. Oh, big smile. Oh, look at you. You're okay.
Well, plus they're sticky. I don't know what the fascination is with stickers. I mean, I still like stickers. I wish I could just stick them on everything. I don't because I'm a grown up, but it's, when you're a kid. I used to have a sticker collection. I was like so into stickers. My mom wouldn't let me put them on anything. And I wasn't going to waste them on paper, so I just hold them and look at them, Look, I have all these stickers.
Ah, so deprived. Your mom wouldn't let you put them on anything.
TV. Come on, Mom. A couple of the TVs that look great.
Well, you see, actually, when you say that, if you've ever been on the road, you see wherever the car seat is for the kid, they've stickered that whole window.
Because someone didn't take the stickers out of the In-N-Out package that they handed the kid. Could that be it? I was always so grateful to In-N-Out for that little packet of stickers that I was going to later have to scrape off the inside of my car. Thanks, In-N-Out. Your burgers are delicious. I'll be back. Don't worry.
According to... Ding,
shame.
Ding, shame. According to a new survey, the average amount of hot days we can take before we turn on the AC is?
One.
Yeah, this says five. I don't know what they're talking about. If you have AC, why would you wait five days?
I wouldn't wait. It's.
Because John made you wait.
Well, John does run it pretty hot. He'll set it to 77. I'm like, what are you doing? Give me 75. Come on.
I have a story that jumps right off of what you just said. Let me finish this one first, though. Over half of people say they feel, quote, defeated when they finally turn the AC on.
Yeah, stop with that feeling, John. Defeated. I give up. I can't take the heat. Fine. I couldn't take the heat 5 days ago. Let's turn the damn thing on. Why'd
For
we bother
me,
getting it?
It really is more, and I've realized this, especially as we're starting to come into summer. It's not the daytime thing. It's really about cooling it down after 6
yes.
p.m.
Yeah.
And making sure that everybody can get their sleep.
Yeah.
The midday thing, sleep. You know what? Go get under the hose for a minute.
Yeah.
Cool yourself off. Jump in a shower, whatever.
Well, the house isn't usually that hot until later in the afternoon anyway. Like, that's, you know. But that's when everyone turns it on, you know. It's that 4 to 9 thing that I recently found out about.
This sounds late, but I think it's because we are doing everything later in life now. The average guy starts becoming his father at age 37.
Oh.
It seems like that would have been more like, you know, 27, but I guess we've all delayed kids,
mm-hmm.
careers, and yeah. more. But here are some of the things they say you start doing. And one of them is, let me find it.
Are
it's
you
about
in this
the
list?
Thermos, no, well, a little bit, but not really. You don't like it when other people touch your thermostat, John.
Oh, yeah.
Dad right?
is John. Mm. And that's my, and listen, my dad was, I think everybody's dad's like that, you know? Because they're the one who sees the bill when it comes in a lot of times.
Yeah.
You
start
know?
Taking grilling very seriously.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. That is real.
You fix things instead of replacing them.
Yes.
You tell your kids, can you go ask your mom? I don't know.
Yeah. That's what I keep telling my kids.
I always say that. I'm already saying it. You fall asleep on the couch watching sports.
With your hand on your pants.
You grunt when you get up off the couch.
Too. I mean, that's just an old person thing.
You love to mow your lawn.
You groan when you get off the couch sometimes? Vinny?
What's that?
Do you groan when you get off the couch sometimes?
I'm sure I do, yeah. I mean, I have...
I want one of those chairs that stands me up. Seen those
no,
on TV?
No, you don't. Stop
sure
it.
I do. Oh, my God. It'd be great.
You have lawn pride, which is, you know, there's no question.
Yeah. You have that?
I don't. No, not at all. But I do know that that was my dad's thing, and I do know a lot of dudes who feel that way.
Well, that's
my
your house.
Lawn. Look at it.
Yep, look at it. Ooh, green. Plush.
I got a nice patch of green grass.
Yeah.
I'm not a loser.
Yeah.
Right? How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
Fast facts. Fast facts. Fast facts. Fast facts.
The Beatles' success led to the CAT scan. Their early record label, EMI, used their profits to research medical technology and developed the full-body CT scanner.
Oh, my God.
It even led to a Nobel Prize.
Wow.
Wow. Right?
That's kind of crazy.
I think so,
too. I got a Beatles story coming up, too.
Benjamin Harrison loved cucumbers. Benjamin Harrison was the 23rd president of the United States of America, and he was apparently addicted to cucumbers. When he was in college, his family wrote him a letter begging him to lay off the cucumbers.
Why? What do you mean? He was away at college and they were aware of his cucumber obsession?
I don't want to say that he was up to something other than eating them.
I don't want to say that either, but he was, obviously. Cucumbers are not hard to come by. You need a cucumber, go have one. If you're obsessed, there's plenty of them at the store. For God's sake, like that's what people grow in their stupid gardens, right? Like, what was going on with these cucumbers that the family had to write him while he was at college? Was there like a news report about this guy's love of cucumbers? Like, what the hell was going on with the cucumbers?
Well, I think he was destroying, you know, the groceries that mom bought at home for the dinner salad and had to keep his story up. They're delicious. I ate it.
I just walk around with a cucumber, like, let me just eat this cucumber.
It sounds fishy to me, but maybe I'm just a pervert. I don't know. Maybe
no,
really
I'm a pervert
love...
too, I guess, because I'm like, what's this guy doing with these cucumbers?
Right. What's my time like? Let me see something.
Like, no one's eating 7 cucumbers in
a
day.
No one's eating one cucumber a day. Are you kidding? Even if you make a cucumber sandwich, you don't eat the whole thing. You're not using a whole cucumber for that.
No, people don't just sit and snack on cucumbers.
Right.
They just don't. They're usually part of something else. You're never just like, oh, a cucumber. Let me peel that and eat it. Or leave the peel on. I like the peel. Like, no one. No.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Brownditches is a black-owned company that has been producing darker skin tone bandages for a while. Support them versus Band-Aid.
Brownditches.
Yeah, never heard of them.
I will say, Band-Aid, if they're really just adding these colors now, shame on you. Brownditches is the way to go. That's really interesting.
Band-Aids for kids are a safe way to decorate their bodies. Asking why kids are fascinated with Band-Aids is the same as asking why adults are fascinated... Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Oh, with tattooing themselves.
Oh, I thought you said...
All body decoration is an expression of our individuality. I thought it was because kids find out that injuries bring attention.
It could be that, too. You
are
know,
you
but also,
okay? Oh, are you hurt?
Let me hold you and kiss you, you poor thing.
I thought that's what it was, but, you know...
Maybe it is. Maybe it's
nah,
really
I'm pretty
sticky.
Novice to this whole parenting thing. And
I don't know. You're 6 years in. I think you got a handle on it at this point. It's going to be over soon. You'll never have caught up. Come on.
It's going to be over soon. I
it
got
goes
a one-year-old.
Fast. Yeah, okay. I had a one-year-old a minute and a half ago, too.
Okay. You know, when this kid goes to college, you know how old I'm going to be?
Yes, 72.
I mean, if I'm lucky.
Yeah. No. You were 50 when you had the second one. You'll be 68. You'll only be 68 then.
Okay. We are getting AC installed. I'm not going to suffer while my whole family is locked down under quarantine together in the summer heat. Everyone gets grumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have AC. I don't know why you wouldn't run it.
Well, and, you know, we were talking to Nicole earlier, DeJesus, and she was saying that, you know, her family, if they really need AC, they do have a trailer that they can go get in. So that's fun. But no one goes in there with Dad. But you said you're getting AC, right?
Yeah, it should be installed either the 25th or the 26th.
Of June.
Of June, yes.
Oh, dude, you're so lucky.
Right,
that's
when
great.
It's going to get hotter, I feel like.
Yeah. Just in time.
When my daughter was in preschool, she would want to wear Band-Aids everywhere, including her cheeks and forehead. After a few days, the preschool director called us and asked... about her safety at home.
And you were like, pull off any Band-Aid. And you call us back about the whole
There's
safety.
There's nothing
thing.
Under there. Just pull them right off. Yeah. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I actually have a lot. I try to group the music news at 8 o'clock. I have a bunch of cool music news stories after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.